from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I do want to play this from D'Amico Ryans, the head coach. The story of Wednesday was the fight that happened, and this was shown and talked about at a national level, absolutely on a local level, where you know, the team kind of went off. I think it kind of kicked off with a hit from Jimmy Ward onto Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. That it seems like some of the guys led by Dalton Schultz had a little issue with, and then the normal little scrum happened. And then Derek Stingley lost his mind and then just kind of sucker pushed from behind as Dalton Schultz was walking away in the back and kind of jumped it off some more. So that to me, obviously, especially right in front of the fans, wasn't probably the greatest thing that they were hoping to have happen, but we finally heard from D'Amico Ryans on that yesterday. This is what he had to say with his thoughts on the skirmish.
Well, when it comes to the skirmishes in practice, I don't want it, right? I don't want it. I also understand it. Myself as a player, I was involved in some, so I'm not going to act like it doesn't happen, right? And the tempers get raised, guys. You know, it's camp. It always happens in camp. You have skirmishes and fights, but what I tell guys is what can we learn from it? For me, if we're in a game, like, are you throwing hands in the game? If you do, then you're throwing out of the game. So for me, it's just learning lesson. And you throw punches, whatever you do, are you really protecting the team? Because now you're kicked out of the game. So I don't want it. I don't like it. It's sloppy. I think it's not representative of who we are, you know, as a team, as an organization. It's not what we're about. We're not encouraging that, but it does happen in camp. Just want guys to move forward from it. Nobody's holding any grudges. We're still teammates. We're still brothers, right? Skirmishes happen in our families all the time. We get upset, but at the end of the day, we're still family. It's still all love.
He really thoroughly, and even as a defensive-minded guy and a guy who played interior linebacker, it sounds legit that, like, nah, man, I don't want to see that, because I think the head coach starts to roll, and it was the way that I was thinking. It was like, hey, we got to dial it back just a bit,
yeah,
so we don't end up getting somebody hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
That we don't need to get hurt.
Those were
situations that could have resulted in.
I think he likes to see the fire, likes to see the passion, but doesn't want to see what Stingley did to Schultz. Doesn't want to see a late hit, you know, on his best receiver. He didn't want to see that, obviously, but I think he does like the fire, like the passion, likes to see guys, you know, get heated. That was a day, by the way, for Stingley.
He looked like to me, from the practices I went to, he finally, to me, looked like the guy that was playing at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, he had a really big day and then until he lost it.
Yeah, I mean, he had his juices flowing, and who knows what was said, you know, in that situation to warrant that from literally the quietest guy on the team. But
he said, y'all going to stop throwing these go routes on me is what y'all going to do.
But you know what? I covered the Texans the Lovie Smith year, and I remember training camp, being a part of the media availability, like literally I think the first day.
It's really about the 69.
And people were asking Lovie Smith about joint practices, why he didn't want joint practices, why he didn't look at that, you know, and want that. And he didn't want the possibility of that with another team. Fights, skirmishes, wasn't worth it. distractions, all that stuff.
It seemed like a yearly thing. It seemed like a yearly thing for Aaron Donald. He would get into fights mm-hmm. in those joint practices every single year with somebody.
Yeah, and I think it happens probably across the league, though. I mean, it's just going to happen when you're competing at a high level and you're getting a chance to hit somebody else in a different uniform. That's going to happen. Why didn't it happen all the time in games? Well, it's games, and in games it matter. And just like D'Amico explained yesterday, hey, man, you throw hands, you're going to get kicked out of a game. That's going to cost us. That's a big deal.
You do what Derek Stingley did, mm-hmm. that will get you tossed, potentially.
100%.
And that's my thing is, like, the skirmish to me, except for what Derek Stingley did, the skirmish to me, that's nothing. It's what led to them coming together. And that is, like, you can't be in the business of just decking Stephon Diggs.
Like, all right,
you're Jimmy Ward. Don't give me the it's football. No, you stopped it. They stopped themselves from hitting CJ.
Yeah. Well, hey, does that happen? Does everything that happened on Wednesday?
No.
Occur
yeah,
Jimmy if it's it. Jimmy Johnson.
Oh well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was Stephon Diggs. It wasn't like
Jimmy Johnson to kick Jimmy Ward off the field.
Or Johnny Johnson III, whatever.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. If you want to search some dog here, man, there's some other fellas. There's some other numbers you could go hit.
Mm-hmm.
Now go get 84.
84?
88. Go get 89.
Don't do 84 like that. 84 was one of the first ones out when Dalton got decked.
I know it was one of the first ones. I'm just saying, but if you want to try to show your dog and hit some, like, go hit some of them other numbers.
We're trying to keep 84 on the field healthy for the first time.
Stay your ass away from 1. Stay your ass away from 12. Stay your ass away from 3. We already know 7's got a big red on his. Stay away from him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you what, I said the other day, I saw Damian Pierce come through the line. Boy, he got tattooed by somebody.
Pierce did?
Oh, God. Yeah, but Jeff Okuda lit up Robert Woods.
Wow. I don't hate that. I do not hate that.
I feel much better about that. I think, like, if you're gonna try to show some dog, like, to me, I'm thinking, I don't want nobody to lay that hit on Tank.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.